Here's Tom Ezern with this week's Plainsfolk essay.
Since publication of Tom Tamaro's new book of poems, Aurora, by North Dakota State University Press, I have been present at two venues where Tom read from his work. He reads his work well. That's not a given among poets and writers. He reads with a manner that makes the room gentle. He owns the podium by ignoring it. Quiet confidence in his work. Now I have read Aurora in the big bison chair. Lingering, scribbling marginalia, Tom's poetry is situated in three ways. First, in the landscape, one foot in the lake country, the other striking out onto the plains with a roving eye. Second, in a community. Many friends, some of them now gone, but still spoken of in present tense, and not just the literary present. There is, in fact, an irreverent attitude toward mortality, as in the poem, Most Common Causes of Accidental Death, a full page of things like grain bin entrapment, power takeoff entanglement, and crushed by large bales. And third, a fraternity of poets, a great generation of poets, smack in the middle of the continent. Mark Vins, of course, a close colleague, and there is particular kinship with two other masters of the craft, William Stafford and Tom McGrath. Here I feel resonances with Stafford's Farm on the Great Plains, and there echoes McGrath's Beyond Red River. It is perhaps enough to say Tom is credible in this company. I will, however, say more about three particular poems. I read from the frontispiece poem, Evocation. Once this was a world where strangers who stumbled through the light along country roads knew that the light in the farmhouse window was for them. We're driving a section road, I sense, and on arrival in a prairie town, we receive good counsel coming into new towns. Try to learn the geography of the place. Locate where you are. Make friends with important people, such as the janitor who can let you in. Try several restaurants, then go back to the one you like for early breakfast of eggs and black coffee. Find a bar that looks like a good place to drink, and then go drink there. And, oh, I love the poem, Leaving Friends Behind. I love that you need to know something of the New Testament to get it. Need to know that the Lord's charge to his apostles to go out and preach is recorded in Matthew 10, Mark 6, and Luke 9, each time with a different nuance, possibly due to different perspectives in the gospel writers, possibly due to translation. And so Tom straightens this out, gets us back to basics. In all the sleepy towns along the way, even in the homes of those who don't welcome you, do not shake the dust from underfoot as testimony. Love them, too. Well, it's late now, and Tom is reading Bill Stafford. Now you are ready to turn out this light. Good night, friend.
Tom Ezern is a distinguished professor of history at NDSU. You can find his Plainsfolk essays and all of our podcasts at prairiepublic.org.